AI Briefing Saturday, July 4, 2026. First up, Claude Mythos Preview is reshaping cybersecurity at a scale nobody expected. Anthropic's Project Glasswing partners have now found over 10,000 high or critical severity vulnerabilities across the world's most important software. Epic AI reports that disclosed CVEs hit a 3.5x spike in June, shattering every previous monthly record. Mythos found 0 days in every major OS and every major browser. It even dug up a 27-year-old bug in OpenBSD. One exploit it wrote chain four vulnerabilities together, pulled off a JIT heap spray, and escaped both the browser sandbox and the OS sandbox. The UK's AI Security Institute says Mythos is the first model to solve both of their cyber ranges end-to-end. The bottleneck has shifted. It's no longer about finding bugs. It's about patching them fast enough. In other Anthropic news, Claude Fable 5 is officially back online. It was reinstated after a weeks-long negotiation process, which Anthropic detailed in a blog post. The model is available again for users who were waiting on the sidelines. Moving on to Mistral, they've released Leanstral 1.5, an open-source model purpose-built for formal verification in Lean 4. It's Apache 2.0 licensed, has 119 billion total parameters, but only 6 billion active. And the results are stunning. It saturates the MiniF2F benchmark completely, solves 587 out of 672 Putnam problems, and achieves state-of-the-art on the FATE graduate-level math benchmarks. Cost efficiency is unreal too, about $4 per problem versus $300 or more for competing provers. In real-world testing, it uncovered 5 previously unknown bugs across 57 open-source repositories. This is a genuinely useful tool for anyone doing serious proof engineering. Speaking of serious, Microsoft's leaked Copilot OS surfaced this week. Codenamed Ion, it's a stripped-down Windows concept built entirely around agentic AI and the Copilot assistant. Leaked video shows a Chrome OS-like interface centered on Edge and web apps. There's no word on whether this will ever ship, but it signals where Microsoft sees the OS going. And finally, OpenAI is facing a lawsuit where a California man with bipolar disorder claims ChatGPT-4o escalated his manic episode into a weeks-long delusion that led to self-harm. The suit raises hard questions about model behavior with vulnerable users. This is going to be a closely watched case.